Morning Team on WSGW. It's 8:25. Charlie, Denise, Pat. Michael in for Denise this morning, actually.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
Dion?
It is Dion, yeah. What do you use?
I know, too many.
As yesterday the news came out about the passing of Burt Bacharach, or Bacharach if you prefer. 94 years old, wow.
Yeah.
I chose Dionne Warwick just because he had so many great hits with Dionne Warwick.
Yes, he did, yeah.
I mean, as many artists as he was a part of, Dionne, I think.
yeah, absolutely.
Would credit a lot of her success of her association with Burt. But, yeah. Legendary is for sure when you read all the news and the information and hear about it for all that he did, along with Hal David, with the songwriting team for many years, and then with one of his wives, Carol Bayer Sager. They did a lot of work together. I heard a lot of news sources, not surprisingly, using Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Of course.
You know, iconic song, I guess you could say.
I heard Jackie DeShannon's What the World Needs Now.
Yes.
So, yeah, well, and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And I will always be thankful that he wrote such a song, because whenever I hear that song play in my head, I see Paul Newman and Catherine Ross on the bicycle from Butch Cassidy and a Sundance Kid. That's where my mind always goes.
Isn't that the great song that, was it Newman or Redford that... They weren't happy. They thought the song was not going to fit the movie.
Oh, I'll have to look that up. I don't know. Probably Newman.
One of those weird things that I just remember about that song.
It always seemed like that Paul was more of the skeptic. So, between the two of them.
And for all the musical mentions and artists responding and all the accolades, this story popped up, which I did not know. It says here that he was not just a successful songwriter, but he was also a successful horse breeder. Really? He got into horse racing in 1986 when he asked trainer Charlie Whittingham to pick out a horse for him. Whittingham picked out a horse named Battle Royal, who won the first race that apparently he ever had paid attention to, and he said he was hooked. And one of his horses, Soul of the Matter, had a career earnings of $2.3 million. Two of his horses ran in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
Yeah. Afternoon Delights. And let's see. They only didn't mention one of them. Two of his horses ran in the Kentucky Derby, and they mentioned one of them. Really?
Of course.
Of course they did. So, anyway, just had to...
By the way, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, that did win the Oscar for best song.
Won the Oscar, was a number one song.
Yep, number one song. You know. B.J. Thomas, right?
Wanted to make sure we made a mention.
I think CBS Sunday Morning just about a year or two ago they did a big expose on him.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. So gotta believe they'll probably do something again.
And 94 years old, just as they say, natural causes. Yeah. I mean, that's a long life,
long and fulfilling life.
Yeah, and of course his legacy lives on because of all the music.
Yeah, and that he left forever and ever.